This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back to retail and consumers now and the latest round of relief payments Americans have been getting. $1,400 ahead for those who are eligible that started hitting people's bank accounts back in March. We know, and Marianne was telling us about it earlier, that that money juiced consumer spending and retail sales for a while. It has faded, but the question is, what specifically did people spend it on? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman made some calls.
Emma Flynn's 26. She was working in a hospital coffee shop in Omaha, Nebraska for $10 an hour. Then COVID hit and she quit. She was denied unemployment, but at least she had her first relief payment, $1,200.
It covered rent for a month. And then I started pulling money from my Roth IRA, just any money that I had put in and could pull out without penalty.
Flynn's now back to work. So with her latest $1,400 in relief,
I put that just trying to build back all those savings that I spent. Hopefully that'll grow and I'll one day be able to retire.
Some folks saved or invested their relief checks. Others I've heard from are paying down student loans, buying new windows, going on vacation. Fiona Gregg at the JPMorgan Chase Institute has been tracking how relief payments have impacted Americans' bank balances.
Families in our lowest income quartile, we saw more than a doubling in their liquid cash balances with each round of relief.
Those households spent most of that cash windfall right away on food, rent, medicine, utilities. Economist Jay Shambaugh at George Washington University says government relief has changed the financial trajectory for millions of households.
We've seen delinquencies go down, fewer car repossessions, things like that, where people have been able to make payments because they've been getting this kind of support.
And after the most recent round of relief, hunger in America fell too. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.